From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Garrett Giles. School officials and labor unions in Missouri say the controversial transgender, quote, bathroom bill is counterproductive. The bill would require transgender students in K through 12 public schools to use the restroom that corresponds to their sex at birth. Otto Fagen is the Missouri chapter of the National Education Association, which represents teachers' unions.
School districts are handling this, and for the state to then come in kind of after the fact with a state law that's drafted in such a way that it would force, in many cases, school districts to change things that are already working, we think is very counterproductive.
The Missouri School Boards Association isn't taking a stance on the bill, but it said it wants lawmakers to hold off on passing it until the U.S. Supreme Court weighs in on the issue. Interim Chancellor Hank Foley at the University of Missouri says two students have been arrested for harassing another student with anti-Semitic comments. He also says it's now in the hands of the Boone County prosecutor. A campus police spokesman says officers dispatched to McDavid Hall and took a statement from the student who alleged the harassment by oral comments and written messages. A rewrite may be in the works for Missouri's so-called bathroom bill that would affect transgender public school students. House and Senate leaders say they think local school districts, not the state legislature, should decide whether transgender students should use the restrooms and locker rooms that match their sex at birth. Republican bill sponsor Ed Emery says he's willing to change the measure.
If it is left up to the local school district, we would need to make sure that they clearly advertised to all their parents what their policies were going to be and possibly gave them some alternatives for their children if they had problems about being forced into a particular mindset with which they didn't agree.
Opponents of the measure say it is discriminatory and could lead to bullying. The Senate Education Committee has not yet scheduled a vote on Emery's bill. Missouri Senator Gina Walsh grilled Governor Eric Greitens' nominee to head the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services today over his tenure in North Carolina. Randall Williams was North Carolina's public health director for about a year and a half. During that time, he reversed a written warning to well owners about toxins from nearby coal ash deposits. Williams says the well water contained a lower level of toxins than what is found in a brand name over-the-counter vitamin. He is likely to be confirmed along party lines next week. I'm Garrett Giles, KBIA News, Columbia.